Years ago, in the town of Newburyport, Massachusetts, there used to stand an inn at the ferry landing at the Merrimack River. The inn had special significance because of George Whitefield. When I was there in 2006, the inn was still standing. But when I returned in 2008, the building had been torn down to make room for a private residence. I want to read you, friends, an extract from Whitefield's journal dated November 24th, 1744, as he makes mention of this inn. Whitefield wore himself out for his god at the age of 55. Listen to his words. Got over Newbury Ferry between 4 and 5 in the afternoon and perceived near 200 on the shore to see us land. The coachman being not ready, I went into the public house. Many crowded in after me, and I gave them, as I stood, a word of exhortation. The Lord was with me. Several wept, and the woman of the house was very much affected. Who would but drop a word for God whenever opportunity offers? Who would but shoot an arrow at a venture? God may direct it between the joints and harness of a poor sinner's heart. Direct and fasten this there, my almighty Lord and God. Well, I read you that, friends, because it ties into our text this evening from 2 Timothy 4:2. In 2 Timothy, we see the Apostle Paul giving his disciple Timothy pearls of wisdom from a fruitful ministry lived unto God. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The word I'd like to draw our focus today, friends, is the word exhort, which means to encourage. George Whitefield had been traveling all day from being up in Portland, Maine, on his way on horseback in cold weather to his next preaching engagement in Newburyport. He stops to rest at an inn and to get refreshment. Before he gets his rest, he's doing what the Apostle Paul told his disciple to do. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. George Whitefield couldn't rest if there were sinners near him who needed to hear the gospel. He said, who would but drop a word for God whenever opportunity offers? Some of Whitefield's greatest messages were delivered by him when he was near the brink of death, not sparing himself so Christ could be magnified. He was walking to the preaching platform in a field in Exeter, Massachusetts, the day before he died, and a minister saw his poor condition and commented to him, Mr. Whitefield, you look more fit for bed than to preach. To which Whitefield replied, quite true, sir, but I'd rather wear out than rust out. As preachers of the gospel, that should be our motto, too. We should, like Whitefield, look for every opportunity to drop a word for God and His glory. Who knows, friend, if God may direct it between the joints and harness of a poor sinner's heart, the presence of Christ will be with His faithful ministers to encourage them and to bless their labors. God seems pleased to put a seal on a man who is jealous for His glory and burdened for the souls of men. God will attend the preaching of His word with His presence to all those faithful ministers who are willing to die to self so others can be saved. A word of exhortation to hungry souls can mean much in eternity. We should take comfort from the fact that Christ's presence will attend our labors. He is always there, strengthening us behind the scenes, encouraging us to do greater works for Him, attending His preached word by His Spirit, to take a word dropped by us and to fasten it like an arrow to the conscience and heart, to open their blind eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. May we take comfort from Christ's promise to us that He will be always with us, even to the end of the world. Let us pray.